Leading off with the big story of the day, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Man.
KKFN, Longmont, Denver?
Yes, my God!
What the heck?
What is up? Well, we've got breaking news. That's what's up. Pretty big breaking news to Tyler. And that's about Von Miller. So, and we're just sort of catching up. We'll have Troy Rank on in just a second. But here is the statement that Troy Rank has put out on Twitter, and let me just read it to you. The Parker Police Department submitted a criminal case against Vonnie B. Vachon Miller. Do you know his middle name was? You did?
B. Can't Vachon? Say that I knew that.
His middle name, and his full name is Vonnie.
I didn't know that.
Vonnie B. Vachon Miller. After reviewing all of the materials, the District Attorney's Office of the 18th Judicial District has determined that no charges will be filed in this case. The American Bar Association Criminal Justice Standards for the Prosecution Function Standards 3.43 outlines the minimum requirements for filing and maintaining criminal evidence. It notes, a prosecutor should seek or file criminal charges only if the prosecutor reasonably believes that the charges are supported by probable cause, that admissible evidence will be sufficient to support conviction beyond a reasonable doubt, and that the decision to charge is in the interest of justice. So the case of Von Miller does not meet that standard. Harvey Steinberg wins again. And Von wins again. I don't know. The case is just, it's over. It's done. And it really seriously makes me wonder, how did it get this far? Like, why were we so aware of investigations that just don't have the evidence to move forward? I really do wonder why this became a thing in the first place.
Yeah, it feels unusual that information gets popped out and you learn about investigations before actual charges are brought about against somebody. So you never know how it came across, D-Mac. I know that this is a huge part of whatever you are going to do with Von Miller and his contract situation. I'm sure that George Payton and I'm sure that Von Miller more than anybody else is relieved that this thing is over with. But now the Broncos have an educated opinion on what's going to be going on with Von's future, and they can apply that towards his contract.
To give us more insight into this breaking news is our Denver 7 Broncos insider, Troy Rank.
Brought to you by ROX, Rock, Seating, and Air.
We just read the statement from the DA on your Twitter handle, Troy. What kind of insight can you give us to the decision to not move forward with any potential charges?
Yeah, I mean, they just didn't feel like they had enough evidence to charge him. And everything about this case was unusual because of the fact that Parker Police announced they were investigating Bond. That's unusual without charges being filed. They announced that they had turned it over to the DA. That's unusual without charges being filed. And then the DA, remember, this is the first time DA, so, you know, it was one of his first cases. I'm not saying it could have been any case, but in this case, you got to have better evidence, according to him. I mean, he just didn't feel like there was enough to prosecute Vaughn. And remember, this involved, based on our reporting, his former fiance. And on January 15th, when it was announced he was being investigated, she said unequivocally that there was never any domestic abuse between regarding Von Miller. And, again, you can prosecute a case without having the witness or the victim. But in this case, apparently there was not enough evidence, and it's good news for Von Miller because it helps clear up and provide clarity for his future, whether it's with Denver or someone else, because he was facing a potential 6-game suspension from the NFL.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, what's next for Von Miller for the Broncos? The more I think about it with the Broncos, if they wanted to ask Von Miller to take a pay cut, I just don't know what leverage they have at this point. J.J. Watt signed a tremendous deal, set the bar for what Von Miller would sign. Now that this case has been dismissed or no charges are being brought against them, I don't really know how the Broncos even go to him and ask him to take a pay cut.
Well, I mean, you could, based on Watt's contract, if you see that as the standard. Many in the industry believe the Cardinals overpaid for Watt, but again, that's typical of free agency. But he was 14.5. So can you go to him and say, take 14.5, and you can get the other basically $3 million back through roster game bonuses that we can move out to 2022? You could do that. You could say, we'll give you incentives for 10 sacks, 12 sacks, 15 sacks. Or, again, once you ask for a pay cut, and that clearly has not been ruled out, Tyler, or they would have already, exercised his option. There's not, this helps provide clarity in regards to a league suspension, what happened today with the off-field matter. But I don't know if that will allow them to distill the money, regardless and independent of this off-field investigation. His salary has been an issue. And they say every dollar matters, and it matters on certain guys more than others. So they could still ask you for a pay cut, but you have to be prepared, if you're the Broncos, for him to say no and say, you know what, I want to take a bite at the apple of free agency, because I think J.J. Watt was the floor, not the ceiling. I think I'm better than him, and I think I can get more than him. And he's got a right to think that.
All right, while we have you on the phone, any insight into the Justin Simmons decision today?
Yeah, Justin Simmons is represented by Todd France. He's represented Dak Prescott, Demaryius Thomas. He's an agent. I'm not saying Scott Boras, but he's an agent that looks to set trends and markets, establish, best by position. The idea they would get a deal done before March 9th on a record-setting deal for a safety was always unlikely. Always. What's different this time, DMAC, is the Broncos are motivated to get a deal done with Simmons, and the money has closed the gap. This year he was at 11.2, and he was seeking roughly 15 last year. Now he's at 13.72 and is still in that $15 million neighborhood. So you've closed the gap already, even if he just played on the franchise tag. And the difference now is where Elway had no appetite to set the market for Justin Simmons, George Payton wants to get this deal done. And so if they don't, it will not be for lack of trying. Last year there was no movement. They tagged him, and there was no movement. It just did. It was a stalemate. That will not be the case this time. But it could take until the 15th of July, because Simmons could wait it out and see if Jamal Adams resets the market and early. And so then that's more money for him. So the difference is the Broncos are motivated to make this deal happen, and they weren't a year ago.
All right, great stuff. If anybody wants more specific details, I'm looking at it right now. You can read Troy Rank at DenverChannel.com, and we appreciate it, Troy. Thank you very much.
You got it, guys. Take care. Have a great show.
There's Troy Rank, brought to you
by Rocks Heating and Air.
Okay. Let's take it one thing at a time. What's your reaction to the Von Miller stuff right off the bat?
Okay, I was totally unaware of what the timeline would be on this deal. I'd had some people tell me that they thought it would get resolved here relatively quickly. I personally, totally naive to the entire process, I thought I would be surprised if we found any sort of conclusion to this before they had to make a decision on Vaughn's option and the $7 million. So now that this has been resolved and it happened relatively quickly, that's all out of the way, and Broncos know all the information that they need to know. I don't even really know how to speculate on the actual case or lack thereof, because it's just so unusual. It's so weird that we even found out about an investigation with it, that there weren't charges. There were actually charges against them. It would feel like Vaughn might have a case in his own right to be a little bit upset with some people for letting this information out there.
I agree. Vicky Magoya, hopefully I got that right, spokesperson for the 18th Judicial District Attorney's Office said, quote, it would be inappropriate to comment about details of an investigation in which there was never a citation, an arrest, or a filing.
Right.
None of those things happened. And yet, Vaughn's name was in every public sports publication out there. This is right now, let me see, the second story on ESPN.com. And there's literally nothing.
Well, and the crazy part about it is that we still don't even really know whatever it was that they were investigating. We really don't. I mean, I know we saw some alleged text messages that were not a good look for sure. And then it was the assumption that it was domestic violence. Well, the fiance came out and said that there was never, ever domestic violence between the two of them, that that's not what was going on. I mean, there was a lot that was easy to assume, but to this day, we still don't even really know whatever the heck the investigation was in regards to. So, I mean, just a weird situation, man.
Very weird. And I don't know how the Parker police feel about things, but it really does feel like, to me, in my opinion, that they had something that they felt was big, and they just kind of, I don't know, they decided to blow it up before really just letting it play out. You know, if there's an arrest, fine. If there's, I mean, but news about an investigation?
Right.
Man, I mean, you got.
I mean, if Vaughn really wanted to take this, I'm sure he would have a case that he could take up against the Parker Police Department.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. I mean, when the news like that gets out there, you know, a lot of people will just sort of skim through it and make assumptions decisions about you before the process plays itself out.
That's right.
And that was just kind of thrown out there, and then to the degree that. I don't know. I felt like the whole thing was done, and then it resurfaced again because you make out, you're putting out statements about how kind of in a very procedural sort of way you're passing it over to the DA again, sort of being like, hey, there's really something going on here. So now today the DA just saying, no, there's not enough. We're not moving through. And by the way, you don't have to have the alleged victim in these type of cases press charges. You don't. If you have enough evidence, You can move forward without that.
Yeah, I would imagine it's difficult to move forward without the victim. But certainly you can if you have evidence, if you've got photos, if you've got whatever you need. But I would imagine that the victim is a key part of pursuing any sort of charges like this.
Okay, well, that's big news. And that has just come out within the past, what are we talking about, 45 minutes or so?
Right. 10 minutes before our show started.
If there's more to pass along, we will. But we have reporters all over it. And I just, aside from now saying, hey, there aren't going to be charges filed, I really don't know where else to go with this, aside from saying there aren't going to be charges filed. So.
Well, now it just goes to football.
That's so. Right. As we talked about, we even said that yesterday, like, let's just stay on the football end of things. And now the Broncos can proceed forward on that tip.
Right.
Now it really literally is strictly whatever decision is made is just about football.
It does help all parties that are involved right now. I mean, it certainly helps Vaughn. If the team had any concerns or if they were going to try to use this as leverage against them in any sort of renegotiation of his contract, well, he's got that over with. George Payton now can, if he wants to extend Vaughn Miller, he can do so with clear conscience, knowing that there's nothing hovering over him. He's just making a football decision. So everything now comes down to football.
You know, again, I'm seeing this text. Wait, let me get it. Text. We get a lot of texts. You guys are acting like nothing happened. Something happened. And then,
well,
what
was it? You tell me what happened.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Right. You know? You know exactly what happened. And we're not acting like nothing happened, but we're not pretending that we know something. We don't know. But we're not. There's a legal process. The legal process has happened to this degree. What are we supposed to do? I mean, what are the Broncos supposed to do?
Are we supposed to sit here and assume that Vaughn is guilty of something that he didn't get charged
of? See, that is what happens in the public perception.
Correct.
Because it's out there.
Correct.
Somebody was, oh, something happened.
I'm not sitting here telling you that there wasn't some event that transpired that was questionable. I have no idea. I mean, something happened that there was even an investigation, but I know this, the way that America works, you're supposed to be assumed innocent, and especially if charges aren't brought against them, I'm not going to sit here and assume that he's guilty of something that I don't even know what I'm assuming he's guilty of.
I'm more than fine to just move on, to be honest.
Sure.
Because the whole thing is sticky and icky from the get-go, and forget it. Okay. Ish. I actually did have a feeling, though, this would resolve itself relatively quickly, because, I mean, either there's something to move forward with or there's not.
So, okay, today's the day. There's not.
So it just felt to me like nothing moves quickly in the legal system. So, I was surprised by that, but hey, you were on that. Yeah.
Well, only because it's, you're making such a public spectacle about it. I mean, if there weren't press releases and leaks and all sorts of other information, Tyler, who knows? Maybe this would all have happened, you know, behind the scenes and we wouldn't know anything about it.
Right.
So we'll see how it plays out. You know, we're going to have John Clayton on later. He'll give us some perspective on all of it. And the other big story is about Justin Simmons. Okay. Your reaction to the news that Justin Simmons is going to be tagged.
So this one is exactly what we all thought was going to happen. Everybody assumed that Justin Simmons was going to get tagged. I have been under the assumption for a long time. You and I have discussed it many, many times, what it's going to mean if he gets tagged. And I've been under the belief personally for a while now that if he gets tagged, it's not going to be anything other than just a stepping stone towards a long-term deal. And I still think that it's common sense that the Broncos will come to a long-term deal with Justin Simmons. When you look at the numbers, and you know he's going to make a little bit over 13 point whatever on the franchise tag this year, okay? Mm-hmm. So we know that he's guaranteed to be a Bronco, and he will make at least 13 point whatever as a Denver Bronco. If he were to be the highest paid safety in the NFL, that's to be paid a little bit over 14. That's what Buda Baker is making, right? Mm-hmm. So the difference between what he's getting paid right now and whatever it takes to come to a long-term deal is so small that I feel very optimistic that this team will come to a long-term deal with Justin Simmons.
Yeah, I do too. I think it'll be interesting to see how the rest of it plays out. Like, how angry will Justin Simmons be? How will he treat the OTAs, mini camps in the spring? Will he just stay away, or will he be like Melvin Ingram, who just, you know, he was around. He wasn't going to do anything.
Right.
But it's like, you know, in Melvin Ingram's case, and especially, you know, if you're paying attention to that, he was held in pretty high regard by everybody, you know.
Yeah, but he never really got paid. He actually kind of got a little bit of a Chris Harris deal, to be honest with you. He got just a little bump for nothing. But he didn't really get a whole lot out of that holdout that he had. You know, with Justin, he does not feel like the type of guy that's going to cause distraction. But I actually think that Justin's got, he's such a good guy, and he's such an all-star in the community. He's such an iron man on the field. He's just never had an ounce of drama that's been associated with his name, that I think to some degree teams can take advantage of a player like that when they know that he's such a good guy.
Right.
That I think that Justin should hold out, and I think that he should not go to OTAs. He shouldn't come to meetings. He shouldn't come to the building. He shouldn't participate in practice. Now, will he do that? I don't know. I don't know if that's who Justin Simmons is or not, but I think that that's what he should do at this point, because D-Mac, it's just silly. It's honestly silly to think that they would not come to a long-term deal. The bar is set at $13 million. That's the bare minimum of what you have to pay Justin Simmons at this point, because mm-hmm. you just franchise tagged him at that. And the difference between that and whatever it's going to take to be a long-term deal is so small.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get this thing done.
And this is the conflict they have. You know, here's why I think the Broncos are being a little more patient on it. First of all, they've got an issue in terms of the budget at that position with Justin and Kareem Jackson. Also, we don't know what the salary cap is going to be. And you don't know what a negotiated deal with Von Miller is going to take, if there is going to be one, or if you're going to keep him or move on. And you had to sort out, okay, we're going to let go of AJ Boye, let go of Jarrell Casey. I mean, who else? And you don't know right now, are we bringing Deshaun Watson in? So, I mean, I really do get it from the Broncos' perspective too, because it may come down to, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it may come down to $800,000 to $1.5 million one way or the other with everything else that's going on.
Yeah, and I know this, that deals get done because of deadlines, so I don't expect there to be any sort of rapid movement between the Broncos and Justin Simmons.
Why would there be?
I would expect this to go down to the wire all the way until mid-July, which is when the final day is that you can negotiate during the franchise tag.
Right.
And that's usually when a deal happens. So I'm not going to sit here saying, oh, why is nothing happening every day between now and July? No, I think that I would be surprised if anything did happen. But when it's all said and done, I still stand by it, that I think that the logical outcome between these two parties is pretty simple. Come to a long-term deal with a player that is a really dang good player, and you're going to be happy you have him around.
Me and you had a little, you know, a little back and forth on the topic of the timing of all this. And my point was, if everything is just so obvious, why don't they just tag him now and just be kind of done with it? And I don't mean to put words in your mouth, so you can certainly correct me. But you were just like, well, that's just not how it goes. Sometimes these things take to the last minute.
Well, I thought we were talking about a long-term deal, not the tag, but... I mean, the tag could have come at any point. That was fully expected to me. And I think that conversation was in regards to the long-term deal.
Well, I just never thought I've thought for a long time that he was just going to get tagged. I know you did too. Most people did. And as soon as we got to that point, like on, you know, franchise tag day,
mm-hmm.
you know, where, you know, the traditional food is waffles, because you can't make up your mind. It just felt like, oh, all right, here we are. There's a strange, like, just, narrow 2-week window here where this happens. I'll give it a few days, but after that I was like, you see where this is going. You know, you've had a long time to figure out a long-term deal from the end of the regular season to now, and it hasn't happened.
I think it's going to, though. Like I said, I mean, this is just going to be a stepping stone. This is what had to happen in the interim. Mike Kliss put it out there that he expects the team is going to come to a long-term deal. Troy Rank's put it out there. All the insiders are putting it out there. It basically right along the lines of what we've been talking about.
Okay, and I think so, too. It's consistent with everything we're hearing. But we also thought that last year as well. We never thought Justin Simmons was going to play on the franchise tag last year. I mean, right?
Yeah, more or less. I guess you're probably right. Sure.
I mean, the Broncos have tagged all sorts of guys over the years. Nobody's really played on the tag. You know, Justin's actually a little bit unusual. But that being said, you can kind of take that conversation, Tyler. You can put it on a shelf. You can feel good that Justin Simmons is going to be on the Broncos for 2021 and hopefully likely longer than that. And he is the number one guy on our free agent fever board. He was are we the only ones, by the way? Man, we are the only, Cecil Lammy. There you go, Cecil Lammy. Yes, listen to Cecil Lammy. Cecil Lammy had him up there too. Stokely and Zach, I don't know what they're waiting for. An invite to join the party. They got nothing going on. Drotar, I have no idea. But literally, you can see who the smartest guys on the station are right off the bat, as they recognize the biggest priority for the Broncos, and now it's happened. Now it's happened. They did take care of what we viewed as their biggest priority. They got it done. Hey, Richie, we can move things.
Nah.
Franchise?
See, to me, that still stays right up there.
What he's on, there's a franchise tag slot right behind you.
Well, I get it, but he's still a priority for me to get signed on a long-term deal.
Well, okay, that kind of goes without saying, though, but it opens up another spot.
But, I mean, in my opinion, he's still a free agent that I want to sign. Like, I know that he's a franchise. He's been franchised.
Tyler is, I know, Richie, right? He's killing you a little bit. He's wrecking your board up here a little
Why?
Bit.
Why? He's my priority to sign.
Yeah, but you're... Listen, it's all right. You're creating a kind of a crazy different category. Which is cool. Hey, what do we care? Richie, get the artwork on. What would we call it?
Richie, you'll leave the name where I tell you to leave the name.
Already tagged.
Others have set the precedent.
Already tagged, priority to sign long-term category, which will have one person in it.
Go eat a hamburger or something. You look too skinny.
All right. That being said, yeah, I got to get on Mike Evans for something very different. That's still to come. The water cooler.
You got crushed.
All right, we'll get there.
You got crushed.
The UFO conversation is ridiculous. Where things have gone in this world with the UFO stuff. Listen, stick around for the water cooler next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
Well, we find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say to do here?
Hey, I love everybody that pays attention to this show.
3 p.m.
No. I love everybody. But in my life, in my world, I don't need to go into lengthy debates about what a UFO is. So when you're sending me Navy reports from the 40s or other documentations of things or trying to say, hey, a UFO doesn't have to have aliens in it. It could just be something that's not identified. Listen, if you want to tell me there's things that are zipping around in the air that nobody knows what they are, and those are UFOs, I'm not going to sit here and say that doesn't exist, because there could be a lot of things that zip around in the air that we don't know what they are, that you have a grainy black and white photo of.
Yeah, I could make you zip around in the air real quick. Pick you up, just toss you around. I could make you go flying, you just wee little guy.
The good thing is I would not drop to the ground quite as quickly as I would have 6 months ago. I would have, gravity would have been, you know, really my enemy then.
Right, right.
We all know that when you talk about UFOs like Baker Mayfield did, you're not talking about just wacky, goofy things. You're talking about aliens in spaceships. We all know that when you really talk about UFOs, you're talking about aliens. All right? So I don't want you to hem and haw about different objects that don't have aliens in them. The reason I'm dismissing UFOs is because I'm connecting them with aliens. To be clear, and you're not going to believe how much of my life this chewed up over the past 24 hours, Tyler,
okay,
as people tried to defend UFOs.
I spent absolutely no time on this. I think you wanted to participate. If you spent a bunch of time and you're complaining about it right now, it's only because you willingly engaged in it. I know that much.
This is, goes to the Baker Mayfield story. Now, there was some funny stuff. First of all, we have to do this in order, but there was the Colin Cowherd. Colin Cowherd has, he's the old man sitting on his porch, get off my lawn, like nobody else. Doesn't like caps backwards and is, I don't know, man. I think we're roughly the same age, but the guy feels like he's like 90 to me. He hates Baker Mayfield, and he had to eat a lot of crow with Baker Mayfield, and I really do think he's just using whatever excuses he can find to rip on Baker Mayfield.
I would prefer, of all the qualities of franchise quarterbacks, I want to know your arm. Are you good pre-snap? Are you mobile? The ability to see UFOs in the offseason is nowhere near my not top 10 qualifications. Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens. I would prefer my guys don't talk about it, but in fairness, Aaron Rodgers also admits he's seen a UFO and he did win a Super Bowl.
He's just trying to pile on because he doesn't like Baker. However, how about Tom Brady, who came out with a tweet and said, quote, Tom Brady, how do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin?
It's a good point. He made an assumption. You know what that does. How do you know Tom Brady hasn't seen aliens? How do you know where he found that fountain of youth? I don't think that that thing came from this planet. I don't think somebody from Earth could stay that good that long, actually get more handsome as he gets older. I mean, look at his combine photos. You think that dude wasn't abducted by an alien at some point?
How do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin, from Tom Brady? Joey Molinaro, do you know who this guy is?
Of course.
He does great impressions. And they're sports-oriented sort of impressions. This is funny. He put out this impression of Colin Cowherd before Colin Cowherd ripped on Baker Mayfield. He anticipated Cowherd would be ripping on Mayfield, and here's his impression.
So I was on the Twitter last night, and Joey, I tell you, Baker Mayfield is just the gift that keeps on giving. I see he tweets out that he saw aliens, apparently, last night. Yeah. I don't like my franchise quarterbacks to have their head in the clouds. Baker Mayfield looking at aliens? Buying into conspiracies. Aliens. You think Russell Wilson has time for that? You think Tom Brady has time for aliens? No. The only green thing that Tom Brady buys into is avocado. It's a...
That's before Colin Cowherd said what he said.
So did Colin Cowherd hear that, do you think? I mean, was he aware beforehand that that impersonation was actually out there?
Too funny.
Oh, man.
All right.
I never thought we'd be talking about UFOs and aliens 2 days in a row.
I could not believe how many people were reaching out to me about UFOs and aliens. It actually made me a little concerned about... it made me concerned.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, if I colored you green and shaved that hair off, I mean, you got quite the forehead, man. I mean, you might look like a nice little mini alien.
Thanks a lot. You know, Orlando did say this.
My question to you is, do you want your quarterback publicly acknowledging that he's seen a UFO?
Yeah, if you saw it, you saw it. Nobody else saw it. Hey, but there's been so many other reports of people seeing UFOs.
Oh my God. You're a UFO guy, and you would not think your quarterback less than serious if he claimed to see one.
And he just said to Orlando, you're a UFO guy. What? You're a UFO, and Orlando doesn't fight back on that?
I'm looking at other people that have claimed. I'm looking at scientists talking about it. Oh. So if my quarterback's
not last
now,
night.
Not last night, but I'm looking just at the history, Sandy. People claiming that they've seen UFOs. I've heard it so many different times. I don't know what to believe.
Oh my
I just
God,
know that
Orlando.
As... we live on Earth, our technology becomes to get better and better and better each and every year.
And by the way, when we're talking about UFOs, Tyler, just to be clear, like I said, we are talking about aliens. We're not talking about things that we are literally talking about aliens.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, okay, we're done with that. Done with that. Oh, I know Mike Evans took a victory lap. I know he took a victory lap. I can explain why. I get it. But Mike Evans.
Do you want a redo? Are you going to take a redo today?
I don't need a redo.
Try your whole journey analogy all over again.
Well, I never stop believing.
Right.
I hold on to that feeling. But what Mike Evans is literally doing here in the studio is borderline repulsive. So during his victory lap, he left something behind that's inexcusable.
Might be alien matter.
You could be right. That's next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Oh, this is a sign of good things to come, this song. Anytime this comes on, I just hear logic. Good, clean, long thought out, well-produced logic.
I feel I should just let you keep going.
No. I mean, I hope everybody listened yesterday. I'm just going to put it at that. I hope you all were listening.
All right. Listen. When the example of how do you replace Mick Jagger in a band comparing to quarterbacks, and I said, listen, you can replace singers. It happens. Look at, you know, Van Hagar and Journey. I mean, heck, Journey was replaced by a guy who's on YouTube from the Philippines. And Steve Perry sounds awesome. Hold on, pause. I have to do this. Just had to have that moment. Anyway, and then I got kind of turned around a little bit. And
a little bit lost.
My point was there can be more than one is where I was going. But I stumbled into the
khaki pants theory.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, literally, but yeah.
So this morning, Evans.
The thing that's the worst about it is that it wasn't just this spontaneous, organic thing. It was they produced this thing. They went into the studio. They're like, all right, let's get some Rolling Stones cuts, let's do some Journey cuts, and we're gonna go from playing the Rolling Stones song to the Journey song, and then transition to this song. I mean, it was they did a wonderful job. It was really, really well done.
Richie
was fantastic.
Yeah.
And as I'm listening to it at the beginning, I'm like, oh man, they're putting the time into it. That means they put thought into it. They got the music. I was worried. And then he opened the door and I went, oh, wait a minute.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Sounds familiar.
You know, I'm just listening to it. It went from that moment where like my head's kind of in my hand. I'm like, oh, man. And then all of a sudden I went, my head popped up, right? And my eyes flew open. I went, wait a minute.
That's me.
Wait a minute.
You're saying what I've been saying.
And then Tyler jumped in and I'm just like, yes. It was like Joel Klatt. Yes.
Yes! Mike has no idea how we do things around here. Let me just start with that. I don't know what it takes to do his show, but he's in outer space. Yeah. That being said, I still ultimately, you know, what's funny is to be critique like. I was so dumb to do this because what I did aligns up perfectly what I believe, I being Mike Evans. But look how dumb D-Mac was. He actually agreed with me. What an idiot. So instead of Mike saying, you know, D-Mac finally gets it, Mike was saying, what a fool D-Mac is.
Right.
He agrees with me.
Well, that's true. So you do agree with him, huh?
Well, because I misspoke.
Yeah, it was not your best segment.
So when I screw up and I end up saying something that I don't really mean, but I make that mistake, I end up sounding just like Mike Evans' logic.
Nice. Nice. I see how you're turning it. Now you're doing a better job than he did yesterday.
I understand he reached out to you.
He did. I got a text from Mike Evans today. He said, what's your drink of choice? What do you want? You want bourbon? You want whiskey? You want tequila? What do you want? Because I owe you big time.
Yeah, here's what he said.
Brings a tear to my eye that there are so many more wedge drivers out there that you yourself have taken it to wedge driving to get involved to try to further stir things up between D-Mac and I.
My hope is...
I'm so proud of you.
That somehow D-Mac is able to fight back from this seeming defeat,
and
somehow keep this going. Because
he'll spin. Don't worry. He'll spin it.
Years.
I already did.
Of great entertaining radio back and forth between you guys. That you're forced as a listener to take a side in.
I appreciate that. Except, you know,
I try to not take a side. You know, I point out flaws in you. I point out flaws in Mike. Just yesterday, it was just so right there for the taking, and you just couldn't even quite grasp what you were doing. And
yeah, I could have said it better. I'm not gonna lie about that.
Yeah,
I'm not fighting that.
Yeah,
I got caught up in it. I'd still say my overall, what I was trying to go with.
The overall point was that you could get a fourth rounder, sign the karaoke guy in the middle of the Philippines, and plug and play, and you could go sell out Red Rocks.
What I'd be better off saying is...
Build the band!
If Journey didn't find the karaoke guy in Thailand, or the Philippines, I'm sorry, I'm not sure where he's from, I think the Philippines. Do you think that would have been the end of Journey? Like, that's it? We can't. It's over. There's only one. There's Steve Perry, and
that would have been a better argument. That would have been like when Peyton Manning left the Broncos. It was just over. Like it ended. The Broncos were done. They never came back to life.
Do you know like Van Halen had? Now this is probably even a better example. Van Halen had Sammy Hagar, but they had three other lead singers after Sammy Hagar before Oh, wait. Big Lee Roth came back.
Careful, careful.
I got it.
Hold on.
Meaning they didn't always succeed and they moved on. So, but they didn't stop. They didn't say it's got to just, there's only one and that's it. Now, sometimes they don't work out. Like Gary Cherone didn't work out, but nobody's saying Gary Cherone isn't a good singer, lead singer of Extreme, but he didn't work out for them.
Who dat?
Well, it's Gary Cherone. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But this all leads up to the bigger point about Mike Evans being a slob.
Mm. Yeah, let's get to the real important facts here.
And
yeah,
I'm about to tweet it out at DMAC1043. Mike Evans treats this seat right here like his personal garbage disposal. Listen, we all try to be aware and conscious of our own space, so we clean things up, we take care of things, throw things away. Mike Evans, on a daily basis, and if you're slobby in your personal life, you're probably slobby and you're thinking about quarterbacks. And to prove Mike as a metaphor for his quarterback slobbiness, he is like, now I'm not going to spoil everything because there's somebody else around the station that's doing more with this.
Well, they're just working on like a months-long right. research project.
So I'm not going to ruin.
I do feel like you're sort of stealing the thunder here a little bit.
I'm kind of setting something up for somebody else in the future.
You were informed of this research project yesterday. And now all of a sudden today you're like, just jumping to the gun.
But that research project has enough research to be executed. And this is a teaser. This is great. Whatever I'm about to say, which will happen in a second, there's something going to be bigger and better to prove my point with Mike Evans from another person at this radio station shortly. Mm. It's happening shortly. Just not right now.
But now we got to hope that he doesn't catch on to the research project that you just told him about.
Well, it kind of doesn't matter at this point because it's been done. It's been, the data's been accumulated. Okay. And there's actually literally nothing Mike can do to stop it.
Okay.
So I feel okay revealing what a slot.
Inertia.
Exactly. Mike Evans has, it's just mind-blowing. He has left a McDonald's wrapper just laying around, crumpled up, right here. The trash can is right here. This is the trash can.
Can you not hit the microphone with the trash can?
There's germs,
like, it's day, era, we don't want trash cans hitting the microphone.
Not only did I...
Can I get some Lysol in here?
Sure, there's Clorox. I'll wipe it up with the Clorox. I'll take care of it. And yeah, now a curveball's coming to Jose Altuve. We know that too. But Mike Evans has left a rat. He's so sloppy in his habits and his thinking. He simply doesn't take the trash. And I can talk to you about trans fats, Mike, and we can have that conversation. But he's simply not willing to take the trash. And literally, Tyler, trash can.
Mm.
Right here.
Can I be honest? If your entire rebuttal to that disaster of yesterday's performance
that's not my rebuttal.
Is in regards to a McDonald's wrapper.
I already gave my rebuttal. This is an addition.
Mm.
I already got you the Van Hagar example with Gary Cherone, which mystified you. I'm throwing another log on the fire about something else with Mike.
Mm.
You're fine over there. Your area, where's the trash over in your area?
Well, Mark Schlereth has his own little research project going on with Sandy Clough in the morning. So, you know, everybody's got their own research projects. Mark's got his with Sandy. You've got yours. There's an unnamed employee that's currently researching and investigating.
There's a case.
Hey, I'm just letting everybody know. There is a case. I don't know if there will be charges filed or not against Mike Evans, but there is a case that is gathering information right now in regards to Mike Evans.
And I'm memorializing the Mike Evans mic stand by putting his piece of garbage and taping it up on top of the mic stand so all of us can revel.
Draw a little picture of him on there.
And the joy. It looks close enough. It's all crumpled up. So that's there.
Did you just make a short guy joke?
No, I made an ugly face joke.
Oh.
Football at 4 is next.